Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. While healthcare has certainly been a popular topic lately, mental health care sometimes takes a back seat. But in upstate South Carolina, a young technology company is receiving some recognition for their mental health training services and their efforts to bring assistance to those suffering from mental health disorders and stress. Robin Hussa Farrell is CEO of Sharpen, located in the Greenhouse Business Incubator at the University of South Carolina Upstate in Spartanburg, where she joins us now by phone. Robin, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. It's such an honor to be here.
Share with us a brief history and overview of your company.
Sharpen began in 2014 in Spartanburg, South Carolina, at the Iron Yard Health Accelerator Program that was a part of a larger network of those accelerators. We'd been doing this work for about a decade in the schools through a nonprofit agency called Mental Fitness, and eventually learned we needed to deploy some technology in order to reach more of our audience users and members.
And so share a little bit more about this technology.
It's actually a large platform that aggregates mental health educational content that's in documentary film-style format. And so the way into that platform is through apps that are for different audience members.
And what would be the different categories of these audience members?
Our first client is the Upstate Warrior Solution. So the members of that nonprofit agency are military veterans and their families. There would be an app that would be for the veteran themselves, and one that would be also for a care provider or a loved one of that veteran. There are also different apps for educators and for clinical providers. So there's different content that goes to those different audience members.
Well, walk us through a real-world example.
What ends up happening is there's so much shame and stigmatization that prevents individuals from coming forward, sometimes to the tune of 10 years, before they actually will seek treatment or talk to a mentor or another person with another experience about their mental health conditions. So what our research has shown is that if they are actually able to engage and have empathic stories from other patients, from providers, from specialists and researchers, their likelihood of coming forward to get treatment increases substantially. So we bring that all to them on this mobile application. They get documentary-style trainings that are stories of hope and healing, facts and latest research, conversation starters for the family member that may not know how to get a conversation started. And then at the very end of this application, there are buttons for people to connect to a clinical specialist in that particular area. Substantial numbers of our warriors are struggling with PTSD. So in our application, there is a whole host of modules that are about PTSD symptomatology. And the way they get that is through a partner agency, for example, the Upstate Warrior Solution.
Is this rolled out now across the country or just here in South Carolina?
Just here in South Carolina. In 2014, we became a South Carolina Research Authority client company, and we're very careful with rolling out our beta, which is what we are currently in the process of. Starting in August, we're going to offer this to the state of South Carolina through the Upstate Warrior Solution.
Are you creating the documentary-style films?
Yeah. My husband is a television news producer and documentary filmmaker from New York City, and we've been building educational health movies for the last decade or so. We have flown around the world and traveled around the country to interview specialists, but also the family members who have experience with these mental health disorders. And we've just found in the process of developing these documentary films over the course of a decade that it connects more people to appropriate level of care and the resources that they deserve.
What have been your challenges in getting this up and running?
Well, number one, this is a stigmatized topic, as I've mentioned. There was a recent study that was just revealed in May of 2017 in Journal Translational Psychiatry that one in three teenage girls, for example, are currently struggling with depression. So if we actually start getting people talking about it and getting connected to treatment earlier, their likelihood of a full recovery is increased. It's a complex topic, and our platform is also very complex. We brought together a visionary team to kind of overcome some of these obstacles and collaborate to make this all happen.
Well, Robin, thank you so much for sharing all of this with us today.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
Robin Hussa-Farrell is CEO of Sharpen, located in the Greenhouse Business Incubator at the University of South Carolina Upstate in Spartanburg. We will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.